Hello, this is Kathy Lindstrom, and I'm a candidate for our Sun City Shadow Hills Board of Directors. I have had a background of leadership roles throughout much of my adult life, and I've developed many strong skills along the way. This background has led me to leadership in Shadow Hills. Before retiring out here to the desert, I had many different duties as a high school administrator. Running a school is very much like running a business. My daily routine could include not only managing students and teachers, but meeting with vendors and negotiating contracts. Preparing a line item budget and managing grant monies were also part of my financial responsibilities. By overseeing the food services and staff, along with sitting on the nutrition board, I also gained much valuable experience. This is the business side of education as an administrator. Now, in between the administrative duties, I met with parents and teachers, community members, and committees. I'm a problem solver with a vision for excellence, and our school was recognized as a model school. As an administrator, I had to know how to multitask and be organized. Well, we were raising three very active children, and I spent many hours volunteering for their school and sports activities. I held different board positions as they went through school, but the most interesting was the bingo board. I know that sounds strange, but our high school, where my children attended, raised funds for their sports teams by holding weekly bingo games at the school. Under my leadership, we doubled our yearly revenue with the hundreds of people that we brought in to play bingo. We went from $500,000 to $1 million in revenue per year, which went to the student teams and organizations while being totally run by volunteer parents. This was not a job for the average soccer mom. I learn quickly, I adapt, and I have been successful. When we retired to the desert, I continued my volunteer activities. I've worked at the local Fine Food Bank and the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. I volunteer regularly at the Southwest Church Thrift Store, sorting clothes for the homeless and for sale at the store. It's part of my ethical makeup to give back to the community. My husband and I have lived here in Sun City Shadow Hills for over 8 years. We came here and immediately wanted to join in the many activities, and we have. Clubs, concerts, comedy nights, we do it all. We found some of our closest friends at Tuesday Night Putters, where I was president for 3 years. I learned to play bridge at Bridge Boot Camp, and I'm still learning. Love the fun of Meet and Eat, love the wines of Tutabella, and I play at the game of golf with the Classy Niners. Shadow Hills is a part of us, and we are a part of Shadow Hills. We are totally immersed in this community, and we love it. Because of the love of this community, I've been an active participant and volunteer. For 2 years, I was a member of the Food and Beverage Advisory Committee, and then took over the lead as the chairperson this last year. As the chairperson, I have listened and met with residents for ideas to repurpose the Montecito Cafe. Collaborating with Lifestyles, Shadows, and Facilities, ideas became realities. It starts by reaching out and bringing ideas together and letting people run with the idea. That's what I love to do. The committee has also been working to increase revenues with shadows and theme nights. Obviously, though, COVID and shutdowns have made things extremely difficult. Now, let's address the rumors about Shadows Restaurant. As the food and beverage chairperson, here are the facts. There is no plan for expansion or renovation. The committee is in a fact-finding mode right now. The committee has done a pre-screening survey of the community, and over 250 residents have agreed to volunteer their time to participate in focus groups. Focus groups, which will be meeting with our committee members this very month to exchange ideas about what they would like to see for the future of Shadows. Pure resident input to determine the vision of where we want to go and how to get there. So, if someone tells you that we are spending millions on shadows, it is wrong. It is not true. The committee is listening to the community before we finalize any type of plan for shadows. And then it will have to go through the layers of checks and balances before the plan is finalized. There is a process, and we are just beginning that process. There you have it, from the chairperson of the Food and Beverage Advisory Committee. Well, because of the years I've lived here and my participation as a member in clubs and my leadership in the community, I've had the privilege of working with many of the club and committee volunteers, also with our DRM management staff, the lifestyles, custodial, and restaurant staff. It's my people skills which have formed positive working relationships, which is needed in the role of a director. Now, our community has several exciting and challenging projects which our next board will have to address in the coming years. There's the Water District Stormwater Channel. There's also the newly acquired five-acre parcel. We're looking at development of a revenue-producing endeavor as RV storage. Our population is also becoming ever more active. People would like to see more pickleball courts. These are three big ticket items. The stormwater channel, the five-acre parcel, pickleball courts. Well, now we have the Capital Improvement Fund, which was unanimously approved by our board. This fund can be used for these kinds of projects, and that will protect us from special assessments. Your next board will need directors who have the energy to lead, the vision to lead, the knowledge to lead, and the desire to keep our community moving forward while safeguarding our security and financials. I have the experience and skills to be part of that new board. Now, on our ballot for the upcoming election, there's a proposition for a change in the CC&Rs to change from a one-year contract for shadows to a five-year contract. A revocable five-year contract with a solid business model by a private restaurant and hospitality corporation is a look to the future. This opens up choices for our community with competitive bids. It gives us options for management. And with a private restaurant and hospitality company as manager, the labor and food costs would be absorbed by that management. There can only be positives from a five-year contract. This is a move forward for our community, and I am in favor of a yes vote for a change to the CC&Rs. Now, my skills have been on display in our community as a club president and as an advisory committee chairperson. I've been an active leader here in Sun City. Being on the board would not be a first-time leadership role for me. I've been working in our community as a volunteer and leader for several years. Everything I have done and accomplished has been for the betterment of the Shadow Hills community, our home. I have the leadership skills, the knowledge, and background to be an asset on our board. I'm an independent thinker with the vision to think outside of the box. I listened to the voices of our community residents. With my history of leadership skills, vision, and knowledge here in Sun City, I am well suited for the job of director. It would be an honor to be your representative on the board of directors. Please cast your vote for Kathy Lindstrom. Contact me at kathylindstrom01@gmail.com if you would like to support my campaign with a donation or to request a campaign sign for your lawn. Vote for Kathy Lindstrom. Thank you.